For refugees, it takes a lot to deal with the hardship life throws at you when you're not even in your own home, let alone your own country. Everyone continues to struggle while others try to find their way. It's early in the morning, but the vocational training center at Berur village is bustling with people. Those sawing and planing planks are learning carpentry, while the mixture of Chadians and refugees are busy working with pliers and learning construction. A small woman with braids and a hard hat is in the middle of the men lifting a beam. That's Leah Ghislaine Rololo, a 26-year-old mother of two and refugee from Bema, Central African Republic. She's the only woman on the site, but that doesn't stop her.
Now we're living in modern life and we can do everything and have kids too and work. Many women made fun of me, asking me why I'm here. I told them it's a really good profession. When you're a woman and you come here, it's a really good job.
She says that there have been some negative comments, but she's looking to provide for her family. And she's encouraged other women to come.
And if a woman sees me here, they can come and work too. Yes, I've encouraged a lot of women. And I thought when I finish the training, other women can come. I'm asking lots of women to come here, to do construction and carpentry also, to be just like the men.
Leah says she's showing her 4-year-old daughter that she can have a future, even while living in a refugee camp. Part of trying to get ahead is finding opportunities, whether you're in a big city or on a refugee site. 20-year-old Hassan Mahmat Idris Hazmat was one of the first people in the new wave of Central Africans who fled over the border in July 2016. Originally from Bokorangwa, Hassan was able to help aid workers register refugees because he could speak Central African local languages Kare, Pana, and Mbumpai, in addition to Sango and French. With the money he earned from the job, he opened a telephone credit business.
I sell SIM cards, do credit transfers with Tigo, Airtel. So because of this, when my brother came, I did even more things.
Now he's helping to pay school fees for his brother, Anatia Iller Illerich. Anatia doesn't live at the refugee site. He lives in town.
He's a kid with a lot of energy. He has to study, and he's motivated. So between us, I help pay for his school fees, his rent, everything. And he's finishing secondary school. Next year, he'll be preparing to sit his baccalaureate leaving exam.
His enthusiasm and positivity have helped others. Hassan is also the head of the youth organization at Diba One site and has tried to help others get jobs. And one man is paying forward his good fortune. Musa Ali Panabim from Karno, Central African Republic, is the Secretary General of refugee site Diba One in Vom. A bilingual school teacher, he taught Arabic and French before fleeing the country 1 year ago. Musa went to N'Djamena, Chad's capital, to take part in a contest on Islamic studies and culture. The prize for winning was an all-expenses-paid trip to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, to take part in the Hajj, a spiritual pilgrimage that all Muslims take if they have the money to do so.
As a refugee, this was a big opportunity for me. You know that it's difficult for a refugee to go to Mecca, and it costs around 10 million CFA.
That's about 15,000 euros. Musa studied Islam and Islamic studies in Bangui, the capital of the CAR.
I've never studied in any part of the Arab world. I studied in Bangui, and those studies helped me to answer those questions.
The competition was tough, and so was the test.
There were 100 of us, and only 5 were left. And I was able to answer the questions, and I won a trip to Mecca.
Although he's excited, he hasn't forgotten he lives on a refugee site.
I'm very happy. And maybe when I go to Mecca, I'll be able to launch an appeal to Arab-speaking Islamic NGOs in Saudi Arabia who can help the Central Africans here in Chad. I'm going to make an effort to push the NGOs there to help us.
Musa says it's not just about being able to eat food, it's about his fellow refugees being able to take care of themselves. This is Laura Angela Bagnetto from Diba One refugee site near Baibokoum, southern Chad.